Yo, what up, EDCI336 Nation? Welcome to episode 268 of the Tech in Ed podcast. As always, your host, Colin Digby Dog here. Today, we have five unreal guests here to talk to us about different aspects of technology we can incorporate into physical and health education classes. Before we go any further, as always, our podcast is sponsored by Max Coffee Bar. Come in for a delicious wrap or a fresh brew of UVic's best coffee today. Moving on, let's introduce our guest for today's podcast. We have Kate. Kate has her bachelor's degree in TikTok and will be giving you the best tips and tricks on how TikTok can be used with today's hip youngins in a PE classroom. Kate, what up?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Nice to be here. Super excited to share my knowledge about my classroom experience. Yeah.
Yeet. Next up, we have Katie, who will be discussing applications of using video in PE classrooms. Katie has her master's degree from the Sydney Film School, where she studied how the use of video can transform students' motor movement skills from 0 to 100 as quick as a hiccup. Katie, say hi.
Hey, guys. I'm super excited to be here and see what else we can do with PHE and technology.
Unreal. Thanks, Katie. Moving on up, we have Nicole. Nicole is a varsity superstar rower from the University of Victoria, where she has also been studying the pros and cons of technology in a PE classroom in UVic's famous professional post-degree program in secondary education. She may surprise you all with her take on technology in the classroom, but I'm going to leave you on the edge of your seat for that one. Nicole, what up?
Hi, guys. I'm Nicole. I'm really excited to get you guys really thinking on whether these ideas are as great as we think they, as great as they come across.
Hey, next up we have Stefan. Steph will be offering you insightful information on how a teacher can use technology to give feedback to students in the PE setting, as well as outside the traditional classroom. Stefan is the back-to-back world champion Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, as well as having a master's degree from UBC in feedback in education. Steph, what up, buddy?
Hi there, Connor. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to get to work today.
Unreal. Thanks, Steph, buddy. Last but not least, I, Con Diggity Dog, will be rounding out the panel of speakers today as I give you some insightful music applications you can use in a PE classroom to help boost morale and keep motivation on a high. All right, let's get started, gang. All right, Kate, you have the floor.
I just want to start off by talking about how PE, I've noticed, within the last few years, has a major lack of engagement. And I think that we're maybe able to engage these students more by using some of the resources that they like to spend their free time doing. So for me, that's where my TikTok degree comes into play, is that I've tried to implement ways of using TikTok in the classroom to get these students more engaged. And I think that with the curriculum that's now in physical health education, we have a very wide birth and area that we can kind of introduce this while applying some of the health aspects of our curriculum, like mental well-being, bullying, relationships, social emotional health, communication. There are a lot of aspects, like even nutrition, that we can include in a TikTok or in some sort of social media post that makes it more fun and engaging for these students in a project. Yeah. So the way I would use it in the classroom is like maybe as a summative assessment we do for a dance unit, maybe for a nutrition unit, or even in the weight room. You could create a dance, create a recipe, create a like a flawed form. Maybe find a Fit Talk, they're called these days on TikTok, where it's the workout side, health side of TikTok, but it's not always valid. So I would get my students to go through it, find a myth, dissect it, tell me why it's false, tell me why it's wrong, and make a TikTok about it. Or make a TikTok about dance, create one, create a fit talk, assess these forms.
What if students don't have TikTok though? Like, I'm curious, how would you get them involved?
It doesn't necessarily need to be maybe a TikTok app. I'm not asking students to always download the app, but maybe doing a video that's kind of in the form of like a shorter video that's more segmented, straight to the point, get the facts out there. Then I think that would be beneficial to the students. It's still applying the same concepts of TikTok, but it's not necessarily always maybe using that app, because I don't necessarily want to encourage them to use something or download something that they don't have, especially if they don't have a device or something like that. But yeah, I don't know. Do we have any thoughts on that?
Nicole looks like she's jumping out of her seat over there. What's up, Nicole?
How do you plan on like monitoring and educating the kids to make sure that they're using the app appropriately? Because like a TikTok is a very deep, dark hole, and that could really be exposing them to some things they like, really triggering subjects for a lot of students.
Yeah, so I think that for me, I would first of all provide them with some resources to go off of, some accounts that they would maybe look for, some specific ideas that they're looking for from a post. I know that TikTok is kind of a black hole of never ending things, and there are a lot of negative things on that, but I think that's a part of this lesson, is being able to teach the students what the appropriate use of social media is, because that is a big part of our relationships and our communication nowadays, and that is now part of our curriculum. So teaching them to use this appropriately is important, and I think this could be a great way to show them that.
And would you be getting them to use TikTok in actual class time?
Yeah, this would be definitely an in-class project. I want to be able to see what they're doing and see that it's done appropriately, as well as if they need some guidance, I want to be able to provide that to them, as well as comfort. You know, this could be a slightly uncomfortable topic to do, and I get that. So being able to do it with friends in maybe a more comfortable environment where there's a teacher guidance that can help you know if this is positive or negative, it might be more beneficial.
Unreal, Kate. Yeah. Thanks for that hot start right out of the gates. Thanks. Some really insightful points. I think we can move it on. Hey, Katie, what's up? Let's hear it.
Yeah, so I think it's really awesome that we're using video already in like that TikTok example for Kate. But just go with me on this one, because you're an expert in PE, you have 30 students in your class, and the students are not the experts. So how do you teach them to become experts in movement skills? You see your students struggling with how to hit a baseball with the bat, like what do you do in your classes? Do you guys do anything?
Practice.
Yeah, you gotta practice.
I'm personally really interested in how video can help us learn. How video can help us learners actually observe themselves and learn in different ways than just by doing. Not everyone learns in the same way, and I think providing our learners with the most opportunities to approach their learning from a multimodal approach is how we should always be striving to run our classes. Did you ever have thoughts on how we can use video to incorporate video in a classroom setting or in a PE setting rather?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question, Stefan, because you can demonstrate the skill, you can let them reenact it, you can nitpick every move, but you have 30 students, so like what are you going to do? It's all fine and dandy, but like there is another way, like you said. There's a way to paint the full picture of performance. If you want to take your teaching to the next level, you can use a video analysis application or a video analysis route. So I'm a firm believer that you need to see something to understand it. And you can show your students on video exactly what they're doing. 10 seconds right after they're doing it. You can use a mirror app as well that mirrors exactly what they're doing. And you can have them analyze the skill. So we go back to our baseball example. Student is not contacting that baseball with the baseball bat. You take a quick video, you allow them to look at it, and you can see, like, hey, this is where you're dropping your shoulder, you're dropping your elbow. But my question with that, too, is that will our students actually develop a good eye to see what is going wrong, or are they going to rely on the application?
Can I counter you with another question there, Katie?
Yeah.
So what would happen if in our PE, like, class, maybe some of these students that are sport athletes, they would really do well from some of that visual cues and having an understanding of angles. But what would happen if, like, maybe one of the students that was not as engaged and not as competent with their movement skills, what if they don't even have an understanding of, like, how to use angles or how things flow or what it should look like? Would this be like a way to introduce them to that, or do you think they would just totally not grasp the concept at all?
Do you mind if I jump in on that one too? Because I really think that sometimes gym class can be or actually getting in there physically into these situations can be a very intimidating experience. And sometimes I think video can be a way of introducing some of these concepts, again, going back to the, in a different, from a different lens, so that you can become more comfortable watching it first before doing. Some people are more comfortable jumping in and getting that done, but I'm really convinced that video has a lot of potential in order to expose students who might be more tentative about physical education in the first place. I don't know if you had any more thoughts on that, Katie?
Yeah, I think that that's like a really good point. And some of the applications that I was looking at actually allow you as the teacher to put yourself in as a side-by-side or use a professional athlete or somebody that knows the skill really well. So they can take themselves and take that person who is doing the appropriate technique and compare and contrast them. So that's kind of answering both aspects of things, I think, a little bit, because it is used as a mirror. How often do we actually have mirrors in the gym? Like, very rarely. So you can set up your phone and you can look at yourself, and your teacher is telling you, like, make sure your hips go back first, and you're watching yourself. Okay, my hips went back first in a squat or something like that. I think it also could be used as a really good peer assessment tool. So you're going with another person and that person is learning those skills, but I think there also could be used as a summative assessment. Like you were talking about angles and things like that. Could you dive into that a little bit deeper, and could you allow them to analyze themselves versus a professional? And it's not what's better or what's worse. It's just what is most effective.
Yeah. I feel like that has a lot of ability to be kind of used in a lot of different PE classes too. Like, obviously in the upper levels we've got weight training and maybe rugby or any sort of these like specialized academies that we find.
For sure.
And that would be a great way to use it in those too, but it would also be a great way to use it as an introduction to any of these like fundamental skills, just to understand.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's great.
I think that's unreal. I also think that can work with a bunch of different teaching styles, like convergent or divergent or self-guided discovery. We can incorporate video into all kinds of different things there. Thanks, Katie. That was freaking unreal. Hey, Steph, let's hear from you, my man.
Okay, well, I think we've already gone into a lot of what I wanted to talk about in terms of the video feedback, because I'm really interested in how we can, different ways that we can offer that feedback to students in a setting that's not a classroom where we're all sitting down around computers, and it might be verbal and that might fade particularly quickly. I'm interested in the potential of Google Read-Write and potentially even having students take voice notes to themselves over about their training or about important concepts that they're learning as they're engaged in learning outside in the in the world. I imagine something like a field trip where a student has to take a certain number of voice notes, and that's part of their either or generally a formative or even summative assessment. And I'm sure, as Katie mentioned, that could very well be something that works. I know there are some concerns about having students rely so much on phones and technology and PE. Did anyone else have any questions, or did want to raise some of those issues?
I have one thing that I want to say to that. I love this idea, and I have always struggled with the idea of formative assessment in PE, and I think that maybe in a way this makes it a little bit easier. Like, obviously we have a lot of different aspects that we're trying to incorporate into PE now. We're trying to veer away from these maybe like more sport oriented PE. So using something like a verbal journal that they would be able to do is such an easy way to do it. Like, even just on a walk, like a sensory walk, they're able to like document their senses right away. Because if you're working out, you're moving, you're not going to have a pen and paper.
Yeah, you can even do it as a peer assessment.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching my partner hit a volleyball right now, and they did a great serve. Why is that? Because they had their elbow high.
Yeah.
Great. Now you can have that in, and you can see that somebody is actually making an analysis without having to be there for every single analysis.
Yeah. Love it.
Okay. I'm glad, because I was not coming from the PE background. I was unsure if you guys would be convinced that that was something that might be useful. Is there any ways that that could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, I'm very hesitant to bring, like, I think if done right, technology obviously like has a good place in PE and can, you know, like you guys brought up some unique ideas. However, if you look at the stats for like physical literacy of basically like kindergarten to grade 12 and even just like in elementary school, the like fundamental movement skills, the scores in Canada are very, very low. And as you even said at the beginning, Kate, like if you go into any gym class, the engagement level is very low. And yes, these technologies could have positive impacts like in very specific moments. But if the goal of PE is to get these kids moving and encourage them for lifelong participation in PE, I think relying on technology is bringing them back a step. A lot of the studies that have been done on like why or on like revealing that the students are not where they should be at with their physical activity levels, one of the main arguments and main findings is that it's because of technology, and they are spending so much more time on their screens than they are on like with just active free play. And for a lot of these kids, being in a school and in PE class is the only time they're going to have time to do physical activity because of whatever reasons they can't do it at home. And if we're just immediately throwing phones at them and allowing them to be on their phones, I think it could be pretty detrimental.
Unreal, Nicole. Thanks so much for the insight there. I think that was a nice swing of things. So I think the main takeaway from that is like basically we can implement technology into the classroom, but we just have to be cautious of where and when we're doing it.
Yeah, and from like honestly, from a lot of the time that I've been watching, like just from what we've been seeing in schools, is I think it would be more beneficial to educate teachers on how to actually properly teach PE. And it does take a lot more work to run a good PE class. But I'm being for real though. Like I think if teachers
no, it's very
put a lot
fair.
More effort yeah, into like so actually creating classes that really fostered a lot of motivation out of students. There are so many ways that like we've been learning in our own like in the PDP program that if the teachers who are, you know, 50 years deep into teaching maybe learned this and it just got slowly brought in. Like the new curriculum allows room for this to happen, but it's just not currently happening.
Yeah, I think play is fun, and it's as much as I was saying, you know, it can be intimidating for some people to always be like forced into there. I think if you always give someone an opportunity not to engage and never like really, it can be very easy to retreat and never push yourself out of your comfort zone. So I really understand the concerns there, where some people aren't going to realize how much fun they have in a PE class if they're not given a little bit more of a push. And I think is that ever going to happen if they're just allowed to use their phones as kind of a crutch? I think you kind of brought up earlier with the video. Yeah, is is it a tool, a helpful tool, or is it something that's actually taking away from the experience? And I think that's something you need to be evaluating constantly as an educator.
Yeah, and I think maybe something on that point is that it could be independent or maybe not independent, but dependent on each specific class. Like maybe we have a class that's super engaged, so we can try incorporating these forms of technology as an added thing to their education. But maybe if they're not, I do understand like focusing on those, developing those fundamental movement skills and creating that base and that enjoyment of PE as a base is maybe more important at the beginning with less technology. But I do think there is a time and a place when it could be extremely beneficial in a lot of ways to the classroom.
If someone's not participating, give them this as way to participate.
Yeah.
Give them a chance to participate initially. And then, okay, I'm feeling the engagement isn't quite there. Now I can start bringing in these technological tools to help.
And a lot of the time, like, in order to make the kids more motivated and want to engage more, the more confident they feel in their ability to do a skill, the more likely they're going to participate. So I feel like in a big class, it would be very difficult to implement. I mean, not very difficult, but it could be difficult if, like, you know, the kid doesn't have the app or doesn't have a phone or whatever. But if there is a certain situation, like a very specific circumstance where one kid would really, like,
could thrive
and take like 5 steps forward from just like one, from seeing himself succeed in that one moment with like that one angle of whatever, the baseball swing with the video side by side, then it would be beneficial.
I also like, I wonder, I wonder too, if you have like a really strict phone policy within your classroom setting, then when they get to use their mm-hmm. devices, maybe it's a little bit unique in your classroom. Like if you say, listen, everybody has to put their phone in the box, but on Wednesday we're doing a TikTok activity.
Yeah, love
maybe
that.
That'll help with that phone management piece as
well. Delayed gratification.
Delayed gratification. But I think maybe like using it maybe for more of the health components could be really great mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
Unreal. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate that. As always with our Tech in Ed podcast, we're going to finish here with a little cons cool conclusion. To give you a little wrap up here, I'm just going to talk about some music apps you can implement in your PE classroom. I got three of them for you. So number one, we got Fit Radio. This app supplies you with a near endless supply of music that's designed to get your students moving. However, this app is more than just a playlist. It has three options for you to choose from to bump up the mood for PE. Option one, you have a coaching tab. This high-intensity music with different coaching options for fitness, which includes different programs such as like biking, walking, HIIT workouts, or run, etc. Option two, we have a music tab. It's like having a DJ in your class. Thousands of playlists for you to choose from, organized by genre, activity, or beats per music, etc. Option number three, we have a running tab. So get your students motivated to engage in a run. You can set the pace and then choose the perfect mix that'll keep them on pace. App number two, we have Swore Kits Kids. It allows you to create custom workouts to target balance, agility, flexibility, and strength for your students. These workouts are done by the beat, are done to the beat of the music. And then finally, we have number three for you, Yoga Kids. A great way to implement kid-friendly yoga in the PE curriculum. This app comes with tons of fun music that's perfect for running yoga classes. Essentially, your poses naturally transition from song to song. Amazing. I just want to thank all of our guest speakers for coming out today. As always, we appreciate our listeners tuning in to our Tech in Ed podcast. Next week, we'll be have some fun stuff for you lined up. Make sure to tune in. Thanks, y'all. So you want to say everyone thank you?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Connor.
Yeah.
Thanks, Connor.